Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and everyone. This is Apostle Miller. Praise God. We thank and praise the Lord for this day. Oh, we've been getting a lot of rain. We thank and praise the Lord for the rain. One of my mentors used to tell us, when we see it raining, God is pouring out blessings. You know, the blessing of God just pouring out on us, raining down on us. Nevertheless, we thank and praise the Lord for the rain. The rain has a purpose. I always think about what it says in Isaiah 55. It tells us that as the rain come down from heaven and don't return until it have fulfilled its assignment, or better yet, water the earth, so is the word that go out of God's mouth, come out of God's mouth. It would not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what it is sent. That is very powerful. We just thank and praise the Lord. We send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong. Let's keep him in prayer. His wife transitioned to heaven on last week, and let's just keep him in prayer. I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and all that he is doing in the kingdom, in the body of Christ. Such an awesome man of God, a man that, you know, one of the things about apostles, they truly love God, people. And Apostle Armstrong, he truly have a love for God and his people. And he want people, you know, we conversate a lot, and one of the things, he want people to experience the finishing work of Christ. Well, you know, that's what faith is all about. Faith is having confidence in what God done said about us, as well as what he have done for us through the finishing work of Christ. And we going back with faith again, and I say this here, faith is so important. One of the teachers that I was introduced to, Dwayne Norman, he talked about faith and healing a lot. And I thank and praise the Lord for the knowledge and understanding and revelation that he give about faith and how to enter into God's rest, what faith is and what faith is not. And so we in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, I want you to go to Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and we going to continue with that, because faith begins where the will of God is known. And for years of my life, and a lot of time, I try to be transparent, because people need to realize we all have a beginning with God. All of us have a process. All of us don't receive or digest the word the same way. I found out God is so loving and so patient with us. He deal with all of us where we are on the level where we are. Now, the Bible tells us, you know, I had some people say, well, everybody don't have faith. Now, if you are born again believer, I want you to hear what I'm finna say. If you've been born again, hear me good. If you've been born again and you have faith, I want you to hear me. If you've been born again, you do have faith. A lot of time, your faith have to be, let us pray. Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. We come, and it's in his name we pray. We thank and praise you, Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for this day. And, Father, I just thank you now that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding to us as we go in this word today. I thank you for causing the people to see and bring understanding based upon what your words say. Psalms 107 said Jesus sent his word and healed them. And I believe Jesus also said that his word is spirit and life. So, Father, I just thank you right now that your word is life. I thank you that it's power in your word. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit that would help people to process this word. I thank you that power in it. Your word have deliverance in it. Your word have healing in it. Your word have strength. Jesus' word to us is what food is to our body. It nurture our body. It strengthen our body. It heal our body. So, Father, I just thank you right now for those that have tuned into this word. And I just thank you for it right now. I thank you for the Holy Spirit being released over the airwaves. I plead the blood. The blood cover each and every one that have tuned into the broadcast in Jesus' name. As I stated, let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. It is so important that we know what faith is. Faith is a gift from God. And in as I state, a lot of times some people would say, well, they just say, I ain't got no faith. A lot of time, you need to put your eyes on what God's words say about you. It's nothing wrong with listening and hearing what other people say. But whatever they saying, make sure that you can go to the Bible and you can see it in the word for yourself. I want you to hear what I'm saying. This is so important. For years of my life, I read the Bible, but I didn't know how to operate in faith. And I would read what God's word say, and I would try my best with self-effort to do what that word say. And I didn't know how to believe and trust God to give me the ability to do it. And I wore myself out. I did, because I would try to do what that word said with self-effort, and it didn't work that way. I want you to hear what I'm saying. But I want you to know, each one of us, if you're a born-again believer, you do have faith. In Romans, the 12th chapter. Now, you can have faith and don't know how to operate in faith. I want you to hear me. But as a born-again believer, and if you go to Romans, the 12th chapter, we're going to see where we go with this today. In Romans, the 12th chapter, and in that third verse, it said, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to you. I want you to see that. I want him, look what he said, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. I want you to see that. I want you to see it with your own eyes. I don't want you to take what Prophet Miller say, but I want you to put your eyes on it, because as I stated, this is so important. Your faith got to be in what God say, not so much what Prophet Miller said. Because if what I'm saying, if it's not lining up with the word of God, guess what? You don't need to put your confidence in what I say. Only if it's lining up with what the word of God say. I want you to hear me. Your faith, my faith, everybody, it have to line up with what the word say, not what somebody think or what somebody feel. Come on now. You need to know that. Your faith, I'm going to say it again. Yes, I'm being repetitious. Put your eyes on it. You know that's one of my words. Put your eyes on it. You need to see it. You need to see it for yourself. You don't need to just be, well, so-and-so said this. If what so-and-so said is not lining up with the word of God, you don't have to trust what or believe what they saying. Okay? In Ephesians 4 and 7, he said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift. I want you to hear me. Faith is a gift. We kind of been missing each other, and you know, so we kind of going back over and showing you some things. But my foundation scripture going to be from Hebrews, the 4th chapter. But I just want to go back and show you some things about faith. Now, if you go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, tell us in that third verse, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's what, that's for so many years, I was confused because I know what the word was saying, and but I wasn't receiving, wasn't seeing the manifestation of what the word say. And I remember when God told me, he told me, he said, because of unbelief. Now, most of the time, if you tell a born-again believer, tell some people that they don't believe, they just about want to, they get offended with you. Yes, they will. They'll get offended with you. But belief means to have confidence and trust. Something as tenet or creed believe. Believe have a firm conviction about something except it's true. Listen, to believe means to have a firm conviction about something accepted as true, to hold as opinion. Now that's what believe is. But it tells us in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when you read in Hebrews, it tells you about people that had faith in God, better yet, had faith, had confidence, and obeyed what God's word or what God told them to do, and they saw the manifestation. You can't separate believing in obedience and obeying. You can't separate the two. You can't say that you have faith in God, but you don't obey what is written. Come on, somebody. You can't say that. But like I said, first thing first, you need to be able to put your eyes on what you say. I hear a lot of times people say, well, I'm believing God for this, I'm believing God for that. Have you found it in his word that God said it belonged to you or you can have it? Don't just throw it out there and say, I believe God. I used to do that, you know, and I was the easy prey to the enemy to come and steal what I said I believe. You need to know what God's word say before you go out there and say, I believe. A lot of people say, well, I like the children of Israel. Here's the children of Israel, they believe, and I'm going to show you in the word, they believe that God could get them in the promised land, but they did not trust or follow his word or obey what he told Moses and Joshua, told them what to do. They allow what they seen to keep them from receiving from God. Been there, done that. And this is so important. A lot of people, most people going to tell you they believe God. But when it come down to hearing and obeying what he say, they don't. They don't. But it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It said, for by it, now listen, in that second verse, I'm in the King James Version, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, second verse, it says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders obtained a good report. Listen, there too again, it's talking about people that took God at his word, not only believe what his words say, but they obeyed. They did what God told them to do. I want you to hear me. You know, you can't say you believe God, and then when you find out what the words say, you're not a doer of that word. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the third verse, it says, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. Well, if you go to Genesis, the first chapter, and you know, everybody know about Genesis, the first chapter. Yeah, everybody know about Genesis, the first chapter. Everybody, most of the people know. I learned that when I was in Sunday school. They talked about Genesis, the first chapter. And in Genesis, the first chapter, if you read it, it would tell you in that second verse, it said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, one of the laws of faith is the law of confession. You can't say that you have faith in God or have faith in what God's words say and don't say it and don't do it. I want you to hear me. A lot of time, people, I found a lot, even though when you find out that it's God's will for us, the Bible tells us that Hebrews 10 and 38, it tell us, now the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk, this second chapter in the fourth verse, we talked about that ain't been too long ago. We have to live by faith. We have to have a firm conviction, a confidence in what God's word say. But like I said, first of all, you need to find out what his word say. Faith begins where the word of God is known or where the will of God is known. You want to know what God will do, you need to go in the Bible and you need to read the Bible and just don't take on what people say. I want you to hear me. A lot of times people do that. They're just, well, so-and-so said this. And rightly divide, understand what I'm saying. Whatever someone's saying, that go for Prophet, Apostle Miller, anybody, whatever we teaching is saying, and it don't line up with what God's word said, you don't need to take on what we saying. I want you to hear me. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. And if you want to know what God will do, and for years I lived by this word, this proverb, and it wasn't true, you know, you don't know what God will do. That's not true. I found out as I got in God's word and began to read the Bible, I found out what God will do and what God won't do. And I found out a lot of times, even in my own personal life, I was saying I would believe in God, but I didn't have his word to back it up. Let me tell you something. If you saying you believe God to do something and you don't have God's word to back it up, you are easy to pray to the devil. Because the enemy going to contend. The enemy going to come and fight you for that word. The enemy always going to contend for the word. He going to always do that. And if you, what do you have to hold on to? If you don't know what God's word said, you don't have anything to hold on to. When the enemy come to test that word, you don't have anything to stand on. Because the Bible tells us the sower planted the seed and immediately come the weak one. The enemy gonna always come and tempt you when it come down to that word. He gonna do you just like he did Adam and Eve. A very familiar passage of scripture in Genesis. What did the devil do? Told Eve, did God say? Well, if you don't know what God say, when you being tempted to doubt what he say, what you going to do? You put your eyes on it. Put your eyes on it. I remember over 40 years ago, right after I got saved, and one day I was on my knees praying, and the Lord told me, he said, "Ain't get up." He said, "Get up, open your Bible." And that's when I started studying the word. He said, "Get up, open the Bible, find out what my word say." See, you don't know what God will do if you don't know what the word say. And the Bible tells us, and God said this through Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a young man, and God had called Jeremiah as a prophet. And Jeremiah was telling God about his inability. You know, he has some insecurity. And God told Jeremiah, "I watch over my word to perform it." He said his word. So now, if you asking God to do something and you don't have his word to back it up, the bag of what you believe in for, guess what? You asking in a mess. You're not going to be able to stand the test when the enemy come to try to get you to doubt it. That's why it's so good to know what God's words say. And like I said, Dwayne Norman, I thank and praise the Lord. He is an awesome man of God. I met him maybe about 2 months ago, if I'm correct, and he was at Lifeline Ministry, and he would teach us about faith. What is faith? How to operate in faith? And I found out I did not know how to operate in faith. I used, when it said love your neighbor, I tried to love my neighbor with self effort instead of having faith and trust in God. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's easy to try to do the will of God in your own ability, and you going to fall. Faith is saying it, but taking God at his word and trusting him. But as I say, it tells us that the just shall live by faith. You can go to Habakkuk 2 and 4, Romans 1, 17, Galatians 3 and 11, and Hebrews 10 and 38. It tells us the just shall live by faith. Our faith and confidence in what God said in his word. You want to know who God is? Read his word. Now, in Hebrews, as I stated, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it said in that third verse, it said, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See, faith is not having confidence in what you see that is contrary to what God's word say. A lot of people walk around here, I believe that God can heal, but they don't trust God to heal them because they don't have nothing to stand on. Okay, if you believe God to heal you, what scripture are you standing on? What your faith is based on? Well, God can do anything. I agree with you. I agree. It's sovereign. God can do anything. But it is written, the Bible have laws and principles. And one of the laws of faith is confession. Doing. James said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer of the word. And I'm telling you, so many people, they say, I believe God. Where the Bible said the devil believed and he trembled. Okay? But then it gone down. In that fourth verse, I mean, Hebrews, let me go to Hebrews, the fourth chapter. And this is going to be my foundation scripture. This is going to be my foundation scripture. Okay? It said in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to read it from the Living, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified, because like I said, we're going to work on this a little while. I don't know what's coming up on the earth, you know, but I tell you what, if you ain't rooted and grounded in the word of God, you're not going to be able to stand and endure what's coming on the earth. I want you to hear me. I ministered with this, and I did it over the air for about a month. I talked about the spirit of strife and the spirit of division. And it's from the White House to your house, if you allow. It's a spirit. And how that spirit of strife and division is bringing separation. Come on. You got some family members that they don't even communicate with one another. They won't speak to one another because they got strife and division. You see, the enemy do not want us to walk or be in peace with one another. The Bible tell me to live peace with all men. He didn't tell me that they're going to live peace with me. And I found out that's why it's so important. You need to get in your word, read this word, find out what this word say, meditate on this word. Like God told Joshua in Joshua, the first chapter, to meditate on the word day and night. You know, some people, they read the Bible, but they don't meditate on it. They read the word and they say, oh, yeah, I know. You know, somebody might be listening at this broadcast right now. Oh, Prophet Miller don't preach on faith. Oh, I know all it is to know about faith. No, you don't. No one know all it is to know about any particular scripture, God, because there's so much revelation in it. It's so much. The word of God is a mystery, and the Holy Spirit is the one that unfolds the mystery. Now, yes, I done ministered on this before. But guess what? I guarantee you the way God give it to me this time, the way we're going to teach it this time, it's going to be more understanding and more revelation. In Hebrews, like I said, Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and that first verse, this is my foundation, the first two verses. It said, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of enter into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. Now, this is the thing about faith. And as I said, this man of God would minister, and he blessed me when he said, if you frustrated, you're not in faith. frustrated. One of the things about being frustrated, you find yourself getting an anxiety. You find yourself being angry. Come on, somebody. All of these are signs that you are not operating in faith. Faith, when you truly have faith and confidence and trust what God's word says, you can have peace. Oh, come on. I'm telling you, it worked this way. Now, we supposed to continue to be growing. The Bible says we're supposed to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. That means we're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be coming into more knowledge and understanding and revelation about faith. Amen? But it tells us, look at that second verse. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And you know, I've been meditating on that, and the more I meditate on that, I'm finding out, just like the children of Israel, a lot of people go to church Sunday after Sunday, Bible study after Bible study, service after service, and they still don't put confidence in the word that was preached. Yeah, they might do like Mark 4, Matthew, the 13th chapter. They heard the word. They was all excited about it. But when persecution and tribulation came for that word, they backed out. Come on. That's why it's so important. You need to put your eyes on what you believe in God for. Yes. Okay? Now, like I said, I read that. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that hear it. And y'all, we see this all over the world. We see it, we see it, we see it, we see it. Like I said, people go to church, they get all excited about what was preached, but when it come down, come on somebody, when it come down and being a doer of that word, guess what? They stop. Come on now. Come on. I want you to judge you. I want you to examine you. Examine you. I know I used to be like that. But like the disciple, very familiar passage of scripture. You don't hear people preach it. Jesus told the disciple, let's go to the other side. They got excited about going to the other side, and I'm sure it wasn't a cloud in the sky. I believe the sun was shining, everything. They got excited about it. But then, listen at this, but then after Jesus, they start going to the other side. Jesus got in the boat. The Bible said he went to sleep. Okay, here come a storm. And always remember, once you get a word from the Lord, hear me. That's why a lot of people now, sometimes you can prophesy out a lie. Yes, I want you to hear me. That's why it's so important. Even if you get a prophecy, if it can't be backed up with the word, you don't need to receive it. But Paul told Timothy, you have to do warfare for the word. See, these are the things that the enemy gonna always contend the word. He gonna come. It gonna be a counterattack. He gonna always gonna attack you when you believe you done hear it from God. Been there so many times, missed it so many times, dropped the word, forgot about what God said, got angry I don't know how many times. Yeah, God, you said, let myself got scratched out. Been there, done that. Come on, somebody. I didn't understand when once God give you a word, how the enemy going to come after you. I didn't know that was going to happen. The Bible said the enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. That's the Bible. This ain't what Prophet Miller said, but this is what the Bible say. That's why Jesus, if you learn this parable, when he talked about the sower and the seed, he said, you understand really life. That's what he was saying. Because once the word is given, once you come into the knowledge, the understanding, the revelation of the word of God, and you take wisdom and you apply that word, trouble going to come. I want you to hear me. The enemy going to use what you see and what you feel, because he do not want that word to get rooted and grounded in you or me. Okay, in the living, I'm going to read them same two verses from the living. It's a God promise an ending to his place of rest, still stand, so we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fall to get there. For the good news, Now, you know, when we think about the gospel, you know, we said the full gospel is the good news of Christ. The good news, the reason why the full gospel is the good news of Christ, because it come to let us know Christ came to seek and save those that were lost. Christ come to give us a new covenant. In Hebrews 8 and 9, it talk about a new and a better covenant that they had than the Mosaic. Christ come to do away with the law, the Mosaic law. Up under the old covenant, the Mosaic law was given to show man what God wanted for man, but also to let man know without God helping him to do it, it was impossible for him to do it. That's why it told you if you violated one of the commandments, you were guilty of all of them. That's right. And like I said, all of this is so important. Being a Christian is a lifestyle. You don't get there overnight. It's a process. It's a forever process. You know, all of us in certain part of our life, we have some immaturity. We got room to grow. All of us is growing. It's a process. And I'm telling you, with faith, we go from glory to from faith to faith to glory to glory, from one dimension to another. We always supposed to be growing. But he said that some of you might fail to get there for this good news that God has prepared a place of rest. And I'm telling you, that place of rest is where your faith is in check, in operation, or your faith being established. That's why I said faith is where the will of God is known. That's where your faith begins. What is the will of God? Okay? Say, for example, St. John, the 14th chapter, it said, let not your heart be troubled. Okay, that's what St. John said, let not your heart be troubled. Okay, well, it's going to take faith. You're going to have to, what else he said about let not your, now he said, let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God, also believe in me. Okay, if you believe, St. John 16, I think it's St. John 16, about the 33rd verse, 13, it tells us, Jesus said, in this world you're going to have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, I don't overcome the world. Okay, so now when trouble comes, you're going to have to say, now, faith was said, now, Father, you said in your word, not to let not my heart be troubled. But you told me to believe. You told me to trust and obey what you say. Okay, you told me, Father, in this world, I'm going to have tribulation, but in you, I can have peace. Father, you told me, in 1 John, I think 5th chapter, that you told me that great is you in me than he that's in the world. You told me it's my faith in Christ. And that's why when I say your faith in Christ, I'm talking about having confidence in the finishing work of Christ. It'll do you good to go back and find out what took place at Calvary. Why did Jesus have to come? See, that you got to have faith and confidence in what God say. Faith begins where the will of God is known. You just can't just throw it out there. Well, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God for the what do the word back you up. Now, some people, and I used to get offended because my faith would, you know, I believe God to do this, and I believe God's going to do this. And please don't mention about the freedom of choice. Oh, my goodness. My faith crashed over there because I had to find out. I can believe God for other people, but guess what? They got to believe and trust God for it, too. You can't override somebody else's will. Parents, you have to pray for your children and be patient. Now, I have children. I have two great-grandchildren. I thank and praise the Lord. And my grandson, my two older grandsons, both of them, they decide to get married, and both of them have their first child. But do you not know, starting with my children, the Bible told me to train them up in the way that they should go, that when they're old, they won't depart. Okay, I had to learn. Hear me good. Once they grow up, your children are going to start using their mind. And I watched the enemy contend with that word. He found me with train them up in the way that they should go when old they won't depart. And I seen, especially my son, did everything contrary to what that word say. And I didn't know at that time what I know now. I would have faith in the morning, about 12 o'clock, I done cast away all my confidence in God, because I begin to look at what he was doing, because I wasn't rooted and I didn't know how to keep my mind on what the word say. In Isaiah, it tell us, he who keep his mind on the Lord, he'll keep him in perfect peace. Well, how do you keep your mind on the Lord? By his word. And this is what he was saying right here. He said, the gospel did not do them any good because they couldn't enter into the rest of God, because they did not mix faith. They did not put confidence and trust in what God's word said. Oh, y'all, this is good. When he told them, I gave you the land. I gave you the promised land. Where Moses sent the spies and that is fired out. Oh, I've been there. Thank you, Father. God go taking me back in faith. God finna do something. Every time God take me in faith, okay, Ann. But listen, whatever God done promise you, the enemy ain't going to just let you walk in it. I want you to hear me. That's what happened with the children of Israel. Yeah, God gave them the promised land. But the enemy fought them every inch of the way. Or better yet, every step of the way. He fought them every, and he do the same thing to you and I. That's why you got a lot of saints walk around him. They body racked with pain. Come on, somebody. They marriage is up and down. They children is appear going astray. But they do not know how to operate in faith. The Bible said, fight the good fight of faith. Faith have enemy. And the number one enemy is unbelief. And doubt, them two is related. It's unbelief and doubt. And you have to know and learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm telling you, if you don't know what faith is, that's why some of you struggling with faith, you struggling with it, you mad with God. That's why some of you done backslide. You going right here to my, it don't work. It do work. You didn't know how to work it. You didn't understand what faith was. You did not. I've been there. And like I said, I'm not being little, but this is my foundation scripture. It's from the Living Bible. It said, for this good news that God had prepared a place of rest have been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't believe what God told them. For only we who believe can enter his place of rest. As for those who didn't believe God said, and the ones that did not believe God, guess what happened? They did not experience the peace of God. Guess what? They was not able to walk in there and receive it. Come on, church. Talking good here. And I'm telling you the same thing. So many people. Now, I think it's in Romans, the 4th chapter. It tells us how Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. But see, Abraham came to the place that what God promised him, Abraham, by the Bible said, by giving God the glory, Abraham came to the place that he truly had confidence in what God said. Oh, this is good word. Y'all, I'm telling you something. I was listening at, like I said, Dwayne Norman, and he blessed me, and he would tell me about Kenny Hagin. You know, they called the late Kenny Hagin Sr., the man of faith. Kenny Hagin used to always say, when he had this word, when he would believe in God for something, he would go back and spend ample time in the word, because he know the enemy was going to come and fight him. The enemy was going to come and try to tempt him. And somebody listen at this broadcast, the enemy done caused you to cast away your confidence in God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that we need to hold fast to the profession, our confession. And I'm telling you, one of the number one law about faith is your words. Jesus said in Mark 11, if you speak to the mountain, a lot of people think, you know, speaking to what? See, that's what I'm saying. You don't understand by faith. One of the laws of faith, you not only got to believe it, but you got to confess it. You got to speak to the mountain. You have to speak to your circumstances, speak to your situation. You can do that. But like I said, if you don't understand it, in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation. It said, therefore, while the promise of ending his rest still hold, it is offered today. Let us be afraid to distrust at least any of you. Now, he said, let us be afraid not to distrust what God say. And that's one of the things. If you believe in God about it, fear going to come up. I learned this. When you believe in God to do anything, especially the impossible, fear going to show up. And fear come through your words. It come through your action. It come through what you see. And my emotion and your emotion would line up with it. As I say all the time, this is not the final revelation about faith. But we're going to do it. We're going to give it all we got as the Lord lead me. Because I'm telling you, God would do just what he said he would do. But he need you and I to believe, to have confidence in what he said, and to trust him and wait on him. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And I found out everything that I have applied my faith for, it have not come suddenly and immediately. It's easy to believe God for some for about an hour, some things. Some things might be a day. But when you start dealing with some that longevity, that's what gets you. When it takes weeks and days and weeks and months and maybe years before it manifests. That's where if you ain't careful, you'll begin to cast away your confidence in God. Been there, done that. Okay? I'm reading what it said. It said, let us be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think he have come too late and have come short of reaching it. For indeed, we have had the glad tidings, what tidings mean, the word of God, of God proclaimed to us just as truly as they. And when he said they, he talking about the Israelites. Go back, and we're going to be going back and forth in the Old Testament. We're going to track them. We're going to see how they respond to the word that God gave them when God told them, let's go to the other side. We're going to go back and we're going to read that. When God told them, let's go to the other side. When God told them that he gave them the promised land to go in and possess the land. Oh, they got excited about it. It's just like when God's son Abraham and Aaron to get them out of Egypt. At first they was excited about it, but when Pharaoh got the word, he put more work on them. They got offended. They got mad with Abraham. They got mad with Moses and Aaron. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you don't understand and know what faith is and what faith is not and how faith works, when you start trying to operate in faith and the enemy come at you, you'll get angry, you'll get in stress. I'm telling you, I was talking to this young pastor the other day. And they were saying something they were going to do. And what they said, it registered to me. And the Lord told me, said, go call him and talk to him. And I told this young man, I said, you out of faith. I said, I could tell it in your voice. I said, you don't let that situation get in your spirit. And listen, once you let stuff get in you, what it does, it causes you to cast away your confidence in God. When you find yourself getting mad about a situation, I want you to hear me. You getting anxious, you getting mad, you getting offended, you out of faith. Because faith brings about a certain peace. When you truly and really, listen, when you really, truly in faith, you're going to have peace. Your confidence is going to be, God, you said this. And God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. Hath not God spoken that God won't bring it to pass? There's a certain peace about it. Okay, he said, for indeed we have had the glad tidings of God proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelite of old, did when the good news of delivery from bondage came to them. They was excited. At first they was excited about getting out of Egypt. They were so excited because they had been bundled up for 400 years. They were glad to get out of Egypt. But in the beginning, oh, my goodness. After Moses and Aaron gave me good news and told Pharaoh, let go his people, and Pharaoh then immediately and suddenly let them go, look at what they went through with. Throwed in the towel. I don't know about you. Been there, done that. Come on now. Because like I said, in our mindset, we want everything suddenly and immediately. And when the suddenly and immediately don't show up, we'll throw in the towel. It must not wasn't God will. How many people walking around here struggling with sickness and disease because the enemy got you believe that if it were God will, the pain would just disappear, automatically go. That's not so in all cases. But if you go in the Word, you'll find out where you start with a tome. If you go in Isaiah 53, you'll find out it's God's will for you to be healed. You go to Matthew, the 8th chapter, in the 17, 16, 17, you'll find out they had Jesus heal them all. I'm telling you, you have to go in the Word and you will see it for yourself. 1 Peter 2:24. You go in the Word, you will see this for yourself. You just can't just take what people say. You have to put your eyes on it. But the moment you make up in your mind, please hear me. The moment you make up in your mind to believe and stand on the Word of God, you can look for trouble. You can look for adversity. The enemy going to come at you because he will see the enemy want to cause you and I to distrust God. He want us to doubt what God say. He want us to believe that God ain't faithful who promised. He want us to believe just because God said it. No, he don't want us to believe. And I'm telling you, the Bible said without faith it's impossible to believe God. We have to, and believing is more than just believing that some exists. You don't only believe, that's why he said, he that come to God must believe that God is. And I'm telling you, that's why you need to read your Bible. That's why you need a preacher. That's why you need to go to a church that really preaching this word. Because I'm telling you, we can hear a good message, get all excited, and before you get out the door, good. Because you didn't mix it with faith. Okay? Hallelujah. It said the Israelite of old did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith. That is, with the leaning of the entire personality on God and absolute trust and confidence in his power. That's what faith is. Faith is absolute, totally leaning and having confidence and trusting in what God says. First, you begin with his integrity. God is a God of integrity. My Heavenly Father, this happened to be God, he is a God of integrity. If God said it, he'll do it. As I stated in Jeremiah, God watch over his word to perform it. Now listen, this word ain't just for you, it's for me too. It's sharpening up me too. It increasing my knowledge and understanding about faith. And I'm telling you, faith is real. If you want to see God do the miraculous, y'all, do you not know it's God's will to work a miracle every day in your life and in my life? Now, the enemy will have you believe a miracle only come every now and then. That ain't true. When you go read the four gospels every day on how God through Jesus was working miracles. Well, maybe, and a lot of times you've been believing God for some long and you ain't got no word to back. Well, maybe it just wasn't God's will for you to have it. Did you find that in the word? You want to know the will of God, find out what is written. God's word to tell his will. But look what it said. The lean of the entire personality on God, and absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom and goodness. By those who hear it, neither were they united faith with Joshua and Caleb, the one who heard and did believe. And it tell you that Joshua and Caleb, they believed that it was God for them to have it, to go in the promised land. Joshua even said at an old age, I think he was about 90, he said, I want the mountain that God promised to give me. The land, what God promised to give me through Moses, I want it. And I think he was about 90 years old when he said that. And I'm telling you, this is so important. And I'm telling you, when God tell me to go back, and do some studying on faith. God finna do something in my life or something finna take place. And I'm going, faith will have us to stand in evil days. That's why in Ephesians 6 chapter, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And it tells you, because we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. It tells us we're dealing with principality, ruler, thy spirit of weakness in high places. And it tells when the evil days come, how to conduct yourself. It tells us how to stand. When we done did all God require us to do based upon his word in a situation. Dealing with our circumstances where we stand. But he said, you stand there with your learned girl about with truth. No, you stand. You don't go back. Stand strong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this is so important. Because as I stated so many times, people say, I got faith. And I had to learn this. Just because God promised to you, the enemy is not going to let it happen easily. And so many times we done put this on that, where if it were God will, I hear people say this, where if it were God will, my marriage would have worked. Well, you know, some people marry people when God will. Let me tell you something. That is a sacred cat. That ain't true. It's God will for every marriage to work. Now, first of all, listen at me good. Now, the Bible say to be unequal yoked together with unbelievers. If you're a believer, listen at me good. If you're a born-again believer, hear me good. You might not like what I'm finna say, but hear me. If you're a born-again believer, you're not supposed to be dating someone that's not saved. I want you to hear me. You shouldn't even allow yourself to be attracted to somebody that's not saved. If you're born again, if you saved, you don't have no, you should not be dating somebody that's not saved. You shouldn't be attracted to someone not saved. Whether they, male, you're not supposed to. Why? An unbeliever, Satan is still their father. They still operate, according to Ephesians 2nd chapter, they still operate under the spirit of disobedience. Hear me. Now, some of you might not like what I'm saying, but I'm trying to help you. See, we go out here. And violate the, come on, go out here and violate the word of God, and then you want to blame God for everything. It's not God's fault. I want you to hear me. If you're a born-again believer, you do not supposed to be dating somebody that's not saved. You're not supposed to allow yourself to be drawn or being attracted to that individual. Because a person that's not saved, they still operate in the spirit of disobedience. What the spirit that caused them to disobey and rebel against the laws and principles of God. And you can't. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. You don't need to be hanging out all the time with unbelievers if you saved. No, you're not saying you better than them, but the enemy do. Oh, and I had people tell me, oh, you think you better than us. No, I didn't think I were better than you, but I had made up in my mind I want to live right. And you don't want to live right. The things of God, you don't want to do the things of God, because you can't. It's no joy. It's no happiness. And no, it is fulfillment in God. I'm a witness of it. But don't blame God if you hopping up, and I done seen this happen. You hop up and go out here and get involved with somebody that ain't say, this male and female. Males go get involved with girls, females that's not saved. Females go get involved with guys not saved. And then when it don't work, the relationship fail, you go marry them and all hell break loose. You pulling to the right, they pulling to the left. You got chaos, and because guess what? You unequal yoke together. Now, if God told you not to do that, and you go and violate that law, you go do it, and God told you not to do it. That's not God's fault. That's your fault. That's not even the devil's fault. I used to blame everything on the devil till God opened my eyes through studying this word. He said, you allowing it to happen. He said, now I put the devil under your feet. Now, if the devil under my feet, how he keep coming from up under my feet? Through my ignorance and my disobedience, my unbelief, my doubt. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody. Every man, no, God can do the impossible, but let me tell you something. You got to believe. Now, I ain't telling you if you done hopped up out here and married an unbeliever. I ain't telling you to go to divorce. Go get no divorce. You need to first repent. God, forgive me. If you done got in a relationship, you done had a baby. First of all, you don't supposed to be fornicating. See, unbeliever going to want you to do everything contrary to what God say. If you love me, you'll do the no. See, the children of Israel were God's chosen people. They had a different lifestyle than the Canaanites and all of them ice. They had a different lifestyle. Their lifestyle was that they wanted to please God, and that's why the enemy gave them such a hard time through people. And I'm telling you, if you've been born again, I tell my grandchildren as well, you ain't got no business wanting to date somebody that ain't saved. But grandmama, you know, listen, I can tell when they listen at the world. Well, grandmama, you know, you old and this generation, no, the word, listen, the generation might be done changed, but the word of God ain't changed, y'all. The word of God will stand forever. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to stop this getting good. But we're going to have to stop right here. But we done started a series, as I stated. We going back and we talking about faith. And like I said, my foundation scripture is coming from Hebrews, the fourth chapter, the second verse. The good news was preached to them, but it didn't profit them nothing because they didn't mix faith with it. They didn't mix acting, obeying and doing what God's word say. And a lot of them, we're going to go back and we're going to go over that. A lot of them was not able to enter into the promised land because of what? They did not mix faith with it. And some of you is not being able to experience or see the manifestation of what God promised you in his word or seeing the word of God fulfilled because you do not know how to operate in faith. Yes, you don't. And listen, don't let pride, oh, she trying to be, I'm not being little of you, I'm telling you the truth. You got to know what faith is, and you got to know how to operate in faith. You get a little here and a little there. That's the way it works. But if you don't work the law, it's laws and principles in the kingdom. Or better yet, as a Christian, it's laws and principles in this Bible. If you don't know how to work them, I want you to know you would not be able to be. See the manifestation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the beginning of this series. I thank you for what you have showed us in your word. Father, forgive us for walking in unbelief and doubt. And I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto the ones, this people, I pray for our spiritual eyes to be open. Bring enlightenment and understanding to us. I pray for the spirit of conviction to convict us in these areas of our life that we thought we were walking in faith, but we were walking in doubt and unbelief. Reveal to us what faith is based upon what you said faith is, Father. Release the Holy Spirit to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. We're going to be talking about what faith is, how to operate in faith, because I'm telling you, you got to see this for yourself through the word. And once you see it and you repent, I promise you God will help you to get back in total alignment with him. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Enjoy the rest of your evening.